Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming to your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. It is the afternoon before Snowmageddon. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. We need milk sandwiches, gang. It's crazy. But we are hearing that it could be up to 3 inches of snow, which, as you and I would know here in Central Virginia, is a blizzard. Nobody's going to be on the roads, and those who start on the roads are going to wind up off the roads. So, yeah, we will keep you up to speed on all of that, I promise you. And I would love to know, as we kick off the afternoon, if you are, as we speak, doing snow prep. I am. I visited the Trash Panda liquor store. I mean, the ABC store in Ashland. That's my store. Thank God. You know, the raccoons come into our place. Apparently, Heidi has put one of the stools aside because we know the raccoon lives in Ashland and apparently, well, enjoys a beverage or 12. And so we're going to be apparently serving trash pandas. I'm working on a recipe called the Trash Panda to serve at the bar. And now there are all sorts of T-shirts that are out there. I actually visited the radio factory today. Every once in a while, I do, just to make sure it's still there. It's still there. And anyway, but I was talking to one of my friends over there. You know Bill Drake, right? Bill's been around forever today. But he was talking about the T-shirts that have come out now that apparently are benefiting all sorts of animal rescue places. So I'm going online. I'm looking for those. If you found them, let me know. Because I definitely want to get one for myself and get one for Heidi. And I don't know, maybe we'll go all in and dress the animals. God, that's such a terrible thing. I never thought I'd get to that point. Because for years I mocked people. I did. Oh, no, I did. I mocked people. Hey, animals come with their own set of clothing. You don't need to dress them in a Halloween costume or a Christmas costume. Number one, it looks stupid. And number two, they hate it. And number three, they hate it and it looks stupid. Now I'm thinking, oh, you know what Pixie needs is a sweater, right? It is. It's pathetic. I get you. But I don't know. Maybe I'll do that. Now, that being said, I got a couple of other things that I've got to address. I'm listening to a lot of people talking about Stanley Meador. Stanley Meador, former special agent in charge of our Richmond field office for the FBI. Abigail Spanberger's choices thus far have not proven to me that she's necessarily looking at the best people but rather looking at people who will be politically expedient. There's no shock there, right? Every team changes the players every 4 years. However, you're going to be a little, well, I don't know, you're going to be a little something. Because I got to tell you, with the selection of Stanley Meter to be the Secretary of Public Safety and Homeland Security, she's actually made a pretty good choice. Yeah, well, no, there you go. There's no punchline. It's just the truth. And I really do want you to know the truth. I'd like you to think that you can tune in each and every day and say, well, I don't like what he's saying, but I know that it's the truth. Or I love what he's saying, and I know it's the truth. So I'm just telling you right now, the dust up a couple of years ago with that memo, it did come out of the Richmond field office, came out of Parham Road. That's absolutely true. So we're all clear, because there are some details involved. Number one, Stanley Meter did not write it. Number two, wasn't actually written by a special agent. It was put together by an intelligence analyst over at that field office. Now, was the report itself anywhere close to being valid or true or good? No, it was awful as far as I'm concerned. Every single part of it was terrible. And there you have it. I mean, I don't have anything else to say on that. It was a terrible, terrible affront to and assault on Catholics. That's what it was. I mean, you can try and spin it if you'd like, but it was an absolute full frontal assault on members of the Catholic Church. That's what it was. And it can't be described in any other way. But I will say again, Stanley Meter, as the special agent in charge, didn't write it, didn't direct that it be written, was not written by a special agent over there on Parham Road. And a lot of people paid the price for it. And ultimately, Stanley Meter paid the price for it. All right? Because he wasn't necessarily looking to retire at the time that he retired. Just leave it at that. But it's a pretty good pickup for the Spamberger team. I know that you are thinking to yourself, wait a minute. Are you saying something nice about Abigail Spamberger? No, I'm really not. I'm just reporting something for you. Remember that this new Secretary of Public Safety is going to have to deal with all sorts of increased crime because Virginia Democrats are hell-bent for leather to put a pot shop in every community, to do as much as is humanly possible for criminals, do everything that is possible to take protections away from law enforcement officers. So Stanley Meter, in his new job, is going to have his hands full. I think he'll do okay. I do. I can't tell you what was going to happen behind closed doors. You know, I don't do predictions. Because if I did predictions as I was passing by the, I think it was Powerball, is up to $820 million, I already would have won that. And, you know, as much as you and I like each other, we wouldn't be chatting right now if I had $820 million. So I don't do predictions, but I think that he is a savvy enough guy. I know that. And he is a Virginian, by the way. He's a native Virginian. That he's going to be pushing back on a lot of stupid stuff. Will he ultimately go along with the Spamberger plans? Sure. But remember as well, what is Spamberger looking to do? Spamberger wants to be president. You know that, and I know that. We all know that, right? Worst kept secret in Virginia. What she's really doing is running for president. This is just a little blip, a little stop along the way. Nothing more, nothing less. Does she really care about serving Virginia? I would say no. She would say yes, and we'd all adjourn to our respective corners, I guess. But what she is really trying to do is run for president. And so her personal mission here is positioning herself as the so-called moderate Democrat. I think we're in for some very interesting times, not all of them good. This morning, was Jim Gilmore on with Richmond's Morning News? Because I didn't have a chance to hear him, But I'm looking at our James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. And I see a lot of people here attacking Jim Gilmore because apparently he was saying that he's on the side of the narco-terrorists. Is that right? He's all upset about us taking out drug boats. Now, I didn't hear it, so I don't want to offer a full assessment of it, but it is a little nuts, don't you think? If, in fact, that's true, I mean, because Jim Gilmore is three times committed to the war in Ukraine, you would think, maybe, possibly, he'd look at us taking out these narco-terrorists and say, huh, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good thing, right? I don't think we owe any sort of special consideration to the drug runners. That's all. That's it. Do me a favor right now. Let me know if you are or are not doing anything relative to the snow. If you didn't hear, we are hearing that it could be anywhere from a dusting up to 3 inches. It will be starting tomorrow morning, I think around 4 or 5 in the morning. And apparently now they're saying it will go until the afternoon. Wow. All right. So if that is the case, then I'm thinking it will be closer to 3 inches than it is to a dusting. If that's the case, then all sorts of things are going to be impacted. If it is starting at 5 o'clock in the morning, we are just at the beginning of the school closings, right? They're all going to start coming in, I would imagine, before 6, actually, if it is more confirmed that it's going to start around 5 o'clock in the morning. If it is, if there's going to be a flake anywhere in Central Virginia at 5 o'clock in the morning, everybody's going to close down, especially because it's a Friday. It's an easy one, actually. But we also have the Dominion Energy Christmas Parade on Saturday. If we get 3 inches of snow tomorrow, I don't know. I don't know if that's going to come off tomorrow or not. I just, for the record, I go back to my original thoughts, which are that we should have the Dominion Energy Christmas Parade in July. I think that's the perfect time to have the Christmas Parade. So hit me up real fast. James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Are you prepped for the weather? Have you hit the stores yet? And why is it that it's always French toast? Right? We got to get milk, we got to get eggs, we got to get bread. All right. Do you even eat bread or milk or eggs anytime other than a storm? Probably not. And why would you purchase the three items, butter, right? Because butter's always in there, butter, milk, and eggs, that are probably the most likely to go bad if, in fact, you were to lose power as a result of the snowstorm. Yeah. All right. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. That is the James River Air text line. Hit me up over there. Brian Maloney, the media equalizer, is going to be with us at 3:35. Is the White House handling everything properly with the messaging, if you will, on the narco-terrorists? I think that's a huge question, and only Brian Maloney is going to be able to answer that for us. 3:16, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. .322 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. We've got more News Radio WRVA history. I want to share this with you. My buddy Jeb Hockman, who's over at, what is he now? He's with the Department of Veteran Services. Jeb retires like every 18 months and then announces that he's working someplace, even though he's retired. So he's retired half a dozen times or more. But he said, Jeff, I've thought of another name who did afternoon drive on News Radio WRVA, Joe Palka. All right. What I'm trying to do is, we are celebrating the 100th anniversary of this here little radio station, is get together as complete a list of the afternoon hosts as possible. Okay? I'm not covering the entire station. That's for other people. But afternoons, you know, been my place for the last 13, well, now 14, right? We're working on year 14, I guess. So it's been a long time. So we had a lot of people come through in the not too distant past. And that really was every 18 months or so. There was a new afternoon guy till I got here. But here we go. All right. So Joe Palka, Jeff, by the way, while he was at WRBA, his wife Sue did weather for CBS 6. Both moved to D.C. She did weather for Fox 5 for years. And I believe he did a talk show up there in D.C. as well. Oh, thank you, Jeff. Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I don't know. I know a bit, but I don't know the everything. And Jeb also said Debbie Ashley, and that was a name that was mentioned yesterday. Somebody texted me that she was former general manager Carl McNeil's assistant, and she's a good source. All right, so we're going to reach out to her when the station moved to Bazy Row. She personally saved all the historic documents and archives that were stored at the transmitter site, donated them all to the Library of Virginia. Jeff, I also heard the name Jerry Lund mentioned today. Weird man. Oh, okay. Worked at WRBA for 3 years. Never met him. He did a call-in show at night, never came to any station functions. In fact, I was warned that if he was at the station while he was on the air, to never approach him or enter his studio. He hated everyone. Wow. Okay, well. Interesting. I will continue, I promise, to let everybody know what we hear and needed to find out, continue to find out, who it was that occupied the afternoon radio waves here at the News Radio WRBA. So we've got 13. We probably got, I would say, about 30 years worth of names covered. I think so. I think so. So as we get them, I will pass them along, and any help that you can offer will be much appreciated. We've got some folks weighing in on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, Joe Palka actually came back to WRBA for a short time, but he didn't stay long. Okay. 804, Bill in Henrico says, Jeff, I'm looking forward to the snow. I'm getting ready for it by setting up my snow measuring equipment. All right. How exactly do you measure a dusting would be my question. 804 wants to tell me all about raccoon feces. Huh. I'm not exactly sure I'm going to share that, but thank you. Jeff, about 25 years ago, Jim Duncan called for a dusting, and then we got 22 inches of snow. Okay, well, there you go. There you go. Brian Maloney's going to be on in just a moment. We'll try and figure out if the White House is doing the right thing when it comes to messaging, especially with these narco-terrorists. It is 3:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. .335, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and I have a sneaking suspicion that my friend Brian Maloney, the media equalizer, who is in my other favorite Commonwealth, where snow is, well, you know, snow, is listening to the hyperbolic reports for our 3 inches that are coming. However, I got news for you, Mr. Maloney. 3 inches of snow down here, a 12-hour snow. you mock. We have, let me tell you something, the Commonwealth of Virginia has one plow truck. One. And we got a really big state down here, dude.
No. 3 inches of snow in Massachusetts, they don't even blink.
Right.
They don't even blink.
Yep.
It's like, oh, they don't even notice, you know?
That's it, right? You don't even, this is the thing, Brian. I've been trying to explain this to people. When I first got down here, and I've been down here a long time now, but I was like the advanced guy.
Hey, you just had your anniversary, but I don't, hate to interrupt you. You just had your, what is it, 13 years?
Yeah, this is, I guess, starting year number 14. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Oh, wow. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I didn't want to forget. I didn't want to forget that.
No, that's very kind. And look, you know, you're a radio guy. 13 years in radio. That's like
knew what it takes to survive anywhere for 13 years in the media business. It's just a brutal industry. So congrats to you on 13 years.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. But I used to tell my boys, hey, you know, we're getting an inch of snow down here. Like, so what? You know, just blow it off the car. It's like, oh, guys, you don't understand. Here, schools will be closed for a week. And my little guy, who's not so little anymore, but at the time was like, he was livid. They will not. I said, oh, Joe, they absolutely. And you take it to the bank, brother. An inch of snow on Sunday, schools were closed the entire week.
Oh, that's incredible. Yeah, they're very, very different, approaches to snow between the two states.
Exactly.
But I am not in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts right now. I am at the White House.
I beg my pardon. What?
Yeah, I'm at the White House right now, right this minute.
Wow. Well, okay, you can't just drop that and keep, you know, like it's a drive-by. President and I are having lunch, Jeff. I'm trying to fit you into the schedule.
No, I'm outside the press briefing room and just next to the side of the White House itself, and RFK Jr. is supposed to be popping around here pretty soon, but I don't see him. So, yeah, I'm here with the press and whoever else, and who knows? Who knows how I got in here?
Well, we're happy.
Maybe that they better, you know.
No, we're at least happy you're in the neighborhood, dude. So
Yeah. You know, I am kind of in your neighborhood. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, it is absolutely wonderful to hear that. So let me ask you this. Are we hearing the right messaging from the White House on things like the narco terrorist, or are the Democrats owning that and these Obamacare subsidies and the rest of it?
Yeah, and that's the bottom line. No, we're not getting the right messaging. And, you know, and it probably it couldn't be more frustrating to me at this moment, because I'm actual feet from, you know, the person that I would like to be talking to about improving messaging. And yet, I'm physically just feet. And yet I would love to get that message across. Messaging needs to improve radically immediately. And I think the case needs to be made to the public. There's a separation between the White House, Capitol Hill, and the American people that is unlike, what we'd seen in the past. I think that Trump had traditionally been a communicator, and I think in recent times it's been less so. And I think that needs to improve. And one of the things regarding Venezuela is, you know, there's even some pushback from, you know, someone Capitol Hill in the Republican Party.
Yeah.
And I think that's because the case hasn't been made to the public. But once it is, the American people would support what we're doing in Venezuela. And it's not about regime change.
Right.
It is about Maduro having stolen the last election by millions of votes. He is little more than a cartel leader. And the country is, 25-30% of the country has fled in recent years. They don't, you know, gone to all different countries, including ours, and caused a lot of problems here. And so we need to make this change. We cannot continue like this. And we do need to be blowing up those boats. Those are drug trafficking boats. So, but that has not been properly communicated, has not been properly explained. And that's why we're running into resistance. If it were communicated better, we would not be in this what we're in right now.
All right. So let me remind everybody, Brian Maloney is joining us, the media equalizer. He's joining us from the White House, I should mention for the record. I'm always happy to hear somebody doing that. And if in fact, the messaging needs to change, where does that come from? Is it going to be President Trump? Is it Carolyn Leavitt? Is it Brian Maloney?
Well, I think it's a little bit of everything. I think that, you know, it's funny because somebody asked me that earlier today in a meeting, and I said, you know, remember, and you would remember, Jeff, because you've been in the business forever, just like me.
Yep.
Do you remember back in the 90s when the Republicans retook Congress in 1994?
Yes.
And, you know, it was this big shocking thing because Democrats had run the Congress forever. And, you know, we swept that. Well, as you may recall, there was outreach to talk radio from the GOP every single day. There was this, you know, there were people that were assigned to this. You know, there were people who made sure that the messaging was correct. Yep. And, you know, all of that went by the wayside over time, and I'm not sure why. But now I don't know if, you know, a talk show host could get the time of day. I mean, I don't, you know, it's so different now. And I don't understand what the, where the disconnect came from. I really don't.
Yeah. I don't know either. And you are absolutely right. President Trump is an amazing communicator. People knock me, go, you know, he had a TV show. And you and I sit back and think, oh, that guy had a TV show. He gets it. He's always been able to communicate with people and talk radio, especially. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe some of the other folks just don't appreciate that. Is that possible?
Well, I think, yeah. So I think that's what needs to happen is for some of us to get reconnected with, you know, what worked in the past and figure out how the separation occurred in the first place. And it's just kind of funny because, you know, I'm standing in front of the press briefing room. I'm just outside, you know, because if I'm in there, they'll be scowling at me, listening to me talking to you because, you know, but that's what's interesting about it. You know, it's like, who's here and who isn't? Well, it's a whole bunch of hostile, you know, reporters that are in that room right now. I'm looking in the window at them, you know, people who hate people like you and me and the listeners of your program have nothing. And they are the ones doing all the reporting. You know, they are the ones who are sowing all of these seeds of discontent based on lies and slime, you know, sliming the president every single day, you know, unfairly and dishonestly.
Yep.
And, you know, they're occupying every seat in there right now, every darn seat in there. So, you know, why do we tolerate that? Why are we allowing that? I mean, we got to start asking tough questions here.
I agree with you, and you're right. Some of the tough questions that need to be asked are of those people who are sitting in that room allegedly to ask legitimate questions. And a lot of them, you and I both know, they're treated with a certain degree of respect and kid glove handling. Because, oh, you know, they're reporters and journalists. And you say, well, okay.
But they're not reporters. You know, they're propagandists.
Exactly.
And there isn't freedom of the press. There is a one-sided press.
Yep.
There is a one-sided monopolistic press.
Yeah.
And that still exists. Somebody says, well, we have Fox or whatever. Oh, that, you know, they're part of it, too, for the most part, honestly. I mean, it's not much different anymore. So, you know, so that's what's got to change. I mean, so, you know, I think the other thing I would just want to include just standing here. I mean, I'm actually just, you know, I'm going to paint a radio picture for you, but I'm actually just standing like I'm looking at the White House right now with the wreaths on the windows. And I mean, it is just directly in front of me. In the grass, and I don't feel so bad about the autumn leaves in my yard because I keep, you know, I got a leaf blower and I'm blowing them every day, you know, getting the leaves off my grass. But I'm looking here, the White House grass has plenty of leaves on it, so I'm thinking, okay, well then I, you know, all right, then I can wait till Saturday, you know, for cleaning up my own lawn, right?
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
But it is. I got to tell you, Jeff, it's an atmosphere. It's a very strange time in Washington. It really, it's a very, it's strangely quiet in this town. Very, very strange. The flags are all at half mast, which they should be, of course.
Yep.
And I have not been seeing the National Guardsmen and women. I have not been seeing them on the streets. I don't know why. I haven't seen a single one. And I'm a little bit puzzled by that. And it's also the sidewalks are strangely devoid of people. Okay, you could say it's December, it's cold or whatever, but, you know, there's still usually people walking around, and there's hardly anybody. Don't see the school groups. I've only seen one school group. So, and that was today. So, it's different. It's different than just a month ago.
Yeah.
So, things are, I don't know what that means, but, it bothers me a little bit.
It should. Yeah, heck yeah, it should. Wow. Well, listen, number one, thank you for popping out of the press briefing room of the White House to join us for a couple of moments.
Well, I'd rather talk to you than those clowns in there who are hostile to our president. I mean, you know, right? I mean, who do I want to spend my time with?
No,
And congrats again on your anniversary of your program. 13 years is really remarkable, Jeff, really.
Well, you're very kind, and I am so happy that you are willing to join us on a regular basis to keep us up to date and give us that great insight you've gleaned over the years. During those times you're not here, I want to make sure people are reaching out to you and following you and connecting with you. Do you mind reminding everybody how they
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, that is facebook.com/mediaequalizer, one word, Media Equalizer, or facebook.com/redwaveamerica. That's one word, Red Wave America.
I love it. All right, well, we will chat with you next week. By all means, give my best or my worst, whichever is expected and deserved, to the folks who are up there. Thank you, my friend. That is Brian Maloney. Brian is the Media Equalizer, one of the best. Always appreciate him joining us. All right, so I have an updated list on school closings, and I don't even have a duck handy, do I? No, but I'll do it on my own. Lunenburg County Public Schools have already said they will be closed tomorrow. Northumberland County Public Schools, Petersburg City Public Schools, Prince Edward County Public Schools, Prince George County Public Schools, Sussex County Public Schools, All Saints Catholic School in Richmond, Fuqua School in Farmville, and Renston Forest School out in Nottoway. Those are all closed, period, end of story. The following Central Virginia school divisions are going to have a virtual learning day. Brunswick County Public Schools, Dinwiddie County Public Schools, King and Queen County Public Schools, Mecklenburg County Public Schools. All right, I will keep you up to speed on all of this. Obviously, Charles Pyle, our incredible news director, will do his job keeping you up to date. But bottom line is this: the latest forecast is saying that the snow will begin around 2 o'clock this morning and will go until about 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Anywhere between a dusting and 3 inches of snow is being predicted. Any way you slice it, it's going to be some rough sledding. All the more reason tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. you are listening to Richmond's Morning News with my friend Rich Herrera. He'll get you where you need to go, although I have a feeling the advice is going to be don't go. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
405, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and I got to tell you something. We are perhaps actually going to see some substantial snow for us. Snow is projected now to begin around 2 o'clock this morning, last until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Could see 3 inches of snow. All right. Some places we would laugh about it. I certainly know that years ago in New England, I'll be settled in. You know what I miss? I miss the robocalls from Chris Whitley at the Hanover County Public Schools. Some of you in school divisions have good quality people giving you the snow closings, I'm sure. But I have to tell you, none of them hold a candle to Chris Whitley. He is the best. And so somebody on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, just texted me a few moments ago and said, Jeff, Hanover County just closed. Okay. Well, you know what that means is that you got a call from Chris Whitley. And I'm feeling like I'm missing Whitley. We used to, well, because he is so creative. And each and every one of the snow closing calls is more than just, hey, schools are closed. Good luck to you. He just does a great job. So, I don't know. I get a little misty-eyed here. Because it also reminds me that we don't have any kids in school, which is a weird thing. At least for us. I'm back to making sandwiches, though. That's good, isn't it? Because Julia's now got this day program, and I got to make a sandwich for, well, just one sandwich. But it still, you know, gives me a little something to do, get up early in the morning, relatively early. And it gives me a chance to listen to Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera. So that is a good, good thing. Now, we've got a lot of that we're going to be dealing with this afternoon, including our buddy Rob Chadwick. Rob, of course, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, headed up all of their tactical training in Quantico for many, many years. Now the principal training advisor for the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, Delta Defense. So pretty cool stuff. He's going to be with us as more of us are out shopping. And there's still plenty of folks who are doing the brick and mortar stuff. You need to be aware, right? You've heard me talk about head on a swivel. That's the reality of it, man. You got to be aware of what's going on. You got to be aware of your surroundings. It is another reason. I don't ever encourage anybody to be a concealed carry person unless you're ready for that. If you are thinking to yourself, well, I don't know if I could, well, then you probably shouldn't. You shouldn't. If you come from a background where you say, yeah, I understand the responsibilities, the obligations, and they are huge, all right, that's something else. I talk about New American Arms, 6017 West Broad Street in the West End. That's my buddy Tony Martin over there, retired police officer. You and I, who are concerned about Second Amendment rights, we have until what, January the 16th to go shopping? Isn't it January the 17th that the Spamburger team is going to move into the executive mansion and Pocahontas building and all of that good stuff? I think so. So if you have been sort of on the bubble, and you're thinking, I probably should add a few things to my collection, I agree with you. You probably should add a few things to your collection. It's going to be some very, very rough sledding for 4 years. You've already got, as an example, committed cop hater Mike Jones, who is introducing legislation to attack law enforcement officers. Now he wants to be a state senator. Wasn't that long ago. He was a city councilman in the city, and then he got a state delegate slot, and now he wants to be the state senator. And he doesn't live in Chesterfield County either, right? So that would be in keeping with that district, because we don't know exactly where Ghazala Hashmi lives. But then again, she doesn't know exactly where she lives, so that's okay. But he's going to be coming at everybody with all sorts of anti-firearms legislation. There's going to be a lot of stuff coming down the pike, and you're going to need to be aware of it. That's all that I have to say. All right. If you are seeing anything in your neck of the woods, would you do me a favor? I'd like us to be a resource. We're not going to not be talking about the important things, but this is a huge thing for most of us at this point. Hit me up on that James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. I saw roads that were pre-treated. I did. I had to, as I mentioned to you, I was down at the radio factory a little bit earlier today. Pretty pleasant interaction, don't you think, Germ? I thought so. That meeting is still going on. There's no doubt about that. That, like the snowstorm, could very well last 12 hours, but I left when I was done. And anyway, but no, it was very nice. And I did have a chance to see a lot of roads, obviously, and lots of them had been pre-treated. Prior to heading over to the radio factory, I was over at the UCROPS headquarters, and that's where the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia has some temporary digs, while their permanent digs are being more, you know, diggity or something. I don't know. I mean, whatever they do when you fix stuff up. Hot diggity or you know what I'm saying. They're revamping the offices. And I saw a lot of the brine on the roads. And all I could think of was, brine. Ah, I think my brine really did beat the Tom Leonard's brine. I'm not entirely sure. Because, you know, TJ Leonard from Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market is such a colossally nice guy. Oh, he's a good guy. He's like salt of the earth. He told me that they were doing this competition. And it was my brine versus his brine. And it was being done at his house. And he said that my brine won. It was a blind taste test. They had two turkeys. Big, nice birds, by the way. That's what they look like, man. One was brined with my recipe. One was brined with his. And then they were baked in the same oven, the same amount of time, served, and nobody knew. I thought that they were doing it by initials, like, this is TJ's and this is some other guy's. So go ahead, you vote freely. No, that's not what they did. Germ, you and I were both concerned that there might have been shenanigans afoot. And there were no shenanigans, and nothing was afoot except good eating. So what happened, they just had numbers. You could vote for, and I don't think they even had like one or two. It was just like, you know, eight. Or three, whatever it was. I mean, it was totally noncommittal, and he claims that I won that competition.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I don't want to brag much. So I've said to him, I think we should do more of that. Like, we should have a giant brine off. I'm going to kick that around. All right, taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 931 says, hey, Jeff, I love your show. Well, thank you. I love yours as well, 931. New Kent County schools are closed tomorrow. All right, so we just got Hanover, and we got New Kent County in as closed. 804, Martha down in Petersburg says, Jeff Aldenaro at WRBA was the best at announcing school closings. As a school kid who grew up in Chesterfield in the 60s and 70s, we would cheer when he announced our county, and he did the list over and over and over and over again. You're right, Martha. Now, I will not do the list over and over and over and over again because it is the year 2025, and everybody is connected to the interwebs, and you can find it all over there. But I am going to share it with you every once in a while just because I love putting smiles on people's faces, and ain't nobody happier right about now than kids. Nobody more upset than parents. See? It's perfect. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 4:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA on a Friday Eve. I've got a note here from 3D in Hanover. He says, Jeff, I am a Chicago refugee. To count as an actual snowfall, there has to be enough snow for a house cat to leave a paw print. Anything less than that is considered a dusting. Well, fair enough. 3D in Hanover, I will go along with your expert analysis. And now that we have a cat, I feel like, now we're eminently qualified. I think it's going to be great. Speedy has decided that he likes going outside. And now this is the best part about Speedy. Speedy knows that he has to come back inside. And he knows that when he comes back inside, he got a treat, and he always gets a treat when he comes back. So and he thinks he's a dog. This is the thing that Heidi and I decided today by official royal decree. He really does. He thinks he's a dog, and he acts more like a dog than he does a cat. The dogs still look at him like, you are the weirdest looking dog I've ever seen, but okay, there you go. There you go. Let me see here. Okay, now this is the trash panda report, the raccoon. You know, I've been making fun of the fact that we've got a drunk raccoon up here in Hanover. And Heidi, of course, has invited the raccoon to the bar since he's not really welcome back at our local ABC store over there by the Food Lion. But I've got a note here. I'm going to share it with you because this gentleman is very serious about this. And actually, it's kind of serious. Jeff, I own a biohazard and hoarding cleanup company. Hoarding cleanup. God, can you come and clean up my bathroom? Because it's I swear it's starting to look like a hoarder. Anyway, people should be very careful about feeding raccoons or treating them as anything but a wild animal. Raccoon feces is among the most dangerous we deal with due to a parasite that raccoons commonly carry. It doesn't harm the raccoons, but it can kill people. Treatments exist, but a cure does not. The Ashland ABC store is my local store, too, and it's great that people are having fun with the trashed panda, but people should not be deciding to feed the raccoons just because they are cute. They create a lot of problems when they get into people's homes, and even if they are just hanging around, their feces is dangerous. All right, so it is another reason to hate raccoons. Raccoon poop is bad. All right, Sean checking in. Jeff, Powhatan schools announced they are closed tomorrow. Okay, Linda says, Jeff, here in Henrico, we got an email before we left school today. Schools are closed. I love snow dances and snow day supporter shirts. Worked. All right. Well, there you go. So we've got the big ones. We've got Hanover. We've got Powhatan. We've got Henrico. We don't have Chesterfield yet, but come on. If that's the way it's going, you know it's going to go that way. Same thing with the city of Richmond. And obviously, we'll keep you up to speed on all of that. But again and again and again, I'm going to remind you, we're looking at perhaps 3 inches of snow total, expected to begin at about 2 o'clock this morning, expected to last until about 2 o'clock in the afternoon tomorrow. Jeff 434 says, I will be working on the farm tomorrow, just like any other day. Pat from Richmond says, Jeff, I have prepared for the snow. I put rugs on the deck so my dog doesn't slide off when he goes out. Oh, that's awfully nice of you. Dave in Claremont says, Jeff, I'm going to make the road safer by staying home. Let the crazies have the roads. God bless them all. I'm with you on that. It is 426, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, a lovely Friday Eve. It is a snowmageddon, and here is the latest. 2 o'clock this morning, we should see snow begin to fall. That's going to become heavier and steadier through the overnight. Very heavy downpours, or downfalls, I guess, at times. And it is, according to Matt DiNardo over at 8 News, it's going to be with us until about 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Could see 3 inches of snow. Everybody's closed already. The school division's weighing in. Richmond City Public Schools are closed. I still haven't officially heard from Chesterfield, but Hanover, Henrico, New Kent, Goochland, Powhatan, Richmond City, Richmond City Catholic, you know Chesterfield's going to be closed. So it's just one of those days, and it's an easy one in terms of predicting that. Nobody's going to be out there unless they have to be. We'll still have our first responders out there. Let's do right by those guys and gals. Let's do right by the VDOT crews that are out there. Every road that I've been on today, and I've been on a bunch of them, they've all been pre-treated. So I think we're probably in as good a shape as we're going to be. Saturday, I still think that's going to be an issue for our Dominion Energy Christmas parade. Now, I'm scheduled to be part of that. I'm going to be on the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia float along with friends of mine, my buddy Dan Morrissey and his beautiful daughter, Emily Morrissey from Emily's Bracelets, emilysbracelets.com. So I don't know how that's going to go, but stay close. Everybody's out shopping. Well, right about now, everybody's getting rock salt because they want to prepare. But I am looking at a wonderful article that came in. It's called The Madding Crowds, Keeping Holiday Shopping Season Safety Front of Mind. Our dear friend Rob Chadwick, retired supervisory special agent for the FBI, headed up tactical training for the Bureau at Quantico for an awfully long time. Now the principal training advisor for Delta Defense, U.S. Concealed Carry Association. You gotta have your head on the swivel. Rob, good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Jeff, it's always great to be with you, my friend.
Yeah, it's always great to have you here. Believe me, you have, look, you're all over this. Of course, your book, The Practical Guide to Personal Security, lays a lot of this out. But this piece where you're talking about safety at the mall and stuff like that, this is a difficult time for people, isn't it? Dangerous time.
Well, it can be, Jeff. You know, this time of the year is so important to not only our retailers and, you know, shopkeepers, but really to our way of life. It, you know, a lot of money changes hands. It's a great time of year. People are excited. They're buying gifts. They're thinking about getting together. And, you know, by no means do I want to put a damper on that. But what really puts a damper on it is when, you know, someone might be the victim of a crime or, you know, an opportunity there. And so I just want to, you know, remind people to take a little bit of extra time, think about, you know, what could possibly happen and have a plan for that, right? You and I talk about this all the time, Jeff. You know, if you just have a plan and accept that, you know what, something could happen, probably won't happen, but it could happen to me, and I know what I'm going to do about it. You are so much more likely to achieve a positive outcome in a critical situation, should it occur, than if you just hadn't taken a few moments to consider that ahead of time.
One of the things that you've mentioned in the past, Rob, is that realistically, the body can't do anything that the mind hasn't prepared for, right? You've got to think these things through. If you really do think, you really are hoping that it's all going to come together when it has to come together.
Yeah, that's so true, Jeff. You know, we often hear about the fight or flight syndrome, right? And that there's a third F that is much more frequent in a sudden, you know, crisis, and that is freezing. People will freeze.
Yep.
We see it over and over again, and it's tragic because, you know, as you mentioned, the body cannot go where the mind has not been. And we see this literally just every single day. A victim of a crime is suddenly and unexpectedly attacked. They are completely overwhelmed in every way. And so they become the victim of a circumstance, right? They are literally overcome by events. And yet we also see so many people who have taken just a little bit of time, considered what they might do, considered that, you know what, this could happen to me, and I've got a plan. I'm going to leave. I'm going to empower myself to do something. Those are the people that we see, Jeff, historically, that are just so much more likely to come out or come through a situation like that safe. And ultimately, all of us just want to go home at the end of the day, get back with our families, and celebrate the holidays.
Absolutely. Rob Chadwick joining us. Rob joins us every other week. He's the principal training advisor for the U.S. Concealed Carry Association. Marvelous group. I'm a member of it. I believe in it because, God forbid, you've got to defend yourself. That's not even half the battle. The real battle begins when you've got attorneys and law enforcement, everybody else you're dealing with. Rob, of course, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. His book is called The Practical Guide to Personal Security, and that covers all of this. Rob, let's say somebody is headed out. Now, tomorrow, here in Central Virginia, we're expected to get a couple of inches of snow, which means, for the most part, people are going to be at home. They're not going to be dealing with a lot. But Saturday, if it all comes together, we've got our big Dominion Energy Christmas parade. People will go right from the parade route to go shopping. What sort of thinking goes into this? What sort of plan should they have at the parade and then when they're going shopping? What should they be looking for?
That's a great question, Jeff. And the first thing I want to say is absolutely go to the parade, man. Go out there and celebrate with, you know, your fellow citizens. Be part of the holiday festivities. It's wonderful. I don't want fear to get in the way. What I want people to do is empower themselves. You know, if you're going out to a parade with loved ones or you know, friends, you know, agree upon, hey, you know what, if something happens, you know, something completely unexpected, improbable, right, not likely, yeah, it'll probably be a wonderful thing. Yeah. But if something does happen, if we get separated, let's pick a spot, you know, that we all can find easily without our phones even, and say, you know what, we're going to meet at the front entrance to, you know, a very prominent building or near this tower that we can all find on the skyline. Just a rally point to get back together in case we get separated, because you never know what could pop off. And, right, you know, you want to then be able to get back together with your loved ones and determine, you know what, if something looks like it's going to develop, we're leaving right away. We're going to meet back at the car or wherever that is. So a rally point that everyone can easily find, understanding that if you do get separated, you know, you're out the malls and things get out of hand, we are going to meet back at this location, that sort of thing. Just a quick, you know, nothing sophisticated or fancy, yeah, but knowing that if all else fails at 3 o'clock, we're going to meet at, you know, this restaurant or wherever it is,
right,
so that we can get back together and have that predetermined, because sometimes, you know, cell phones go down too.
That's right. That's right. Well, one of the things that needs to be addressed, Rob, you covered this in that great class you had a couple of weeks ago locally, and I would imagine you cover it in in all of the presentations you do for U.S. Concealed Carry Association. But watching the video, it was in a mall. I don't remember the exact set of circumstances, but there were people, obviously, who were concerned about their bags of stuff as opposed to getting out of the line of fire.
Yeah, that's right, Jeff. And, you know, I talk to people all the time about this, right? What are you willing to risk your life for? And we kind of use like the Shark Tank analogy. Imagine you've taken your family to the aquarium at SeaWorld or whatever, and you have a very nice watch on your wrist. Maybe it's your Rolex.
Yep.
And it slips into the Shark Tank, right? The great white Shark Tank, and it goes to the bottom there. Are you going to jump in and get that watch? I would certainly hope not. But let's say your grandson slips out of your arms and falls in that tank. Would you risk your life then? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right? You would hope. And
yeah.
So, you know, it's really about setting those priorities, everything that is tangible, right? All the items and your money, your wallet, your keys, all those are replaceable.
That's
the
right.
Only thing worth risking your life for is another person, right? Is the people that you care about. So having made those decisions ahead of time, like we talk about, Jeff, those pre-made decisions are so critical in keeping you safe.
Yeah. What about firearms themselves, Rob? We're about to see a very big change here in the Commonwealth of Virginia. We have a governor, an attorney general, a state legislature, which is, to put it mildly, anti-firearm, and they've already made very clear they are going to impose as many restrictions and obstacles as is possible. I am suggesting to people that they go now. I mean, if they've been thinking about this, this is probably the time to take advantage of firearm purchases, because it's just not going to be the same come the middle of January.
Yeah, that's so true, Jeff. And unfortunately, you know, the tool itself is what's demonized. And what I say to people all the time is, you know, firearm is a tool. And the Second Amendment guarantees us the right of access to the one tool that really can level the playing field in an extreme emergency. Now, you know, I'm not a proponent of firearms in every situation, far from it. But in those rare circumstances where there's really nothing else for it, the police are not going to be there in time to help you, and that's so common these days, what are you going to do to be able to protect yourself and your family in an extreme emergency? And in so many cases, that firearm in the hands of a properly trained, legally responsible person is that one, you know, defining separator between those that achieve a positive outcome and those that, again, that are overcome by events.
Well, I do remember somebody saying something similar to "wear me on your hip and I will equalize." That sound familiar?
You know, it was one of the great advertising campaigns of all time. You know, back in the 1800s, they said, you know, God created men and Colonel Colt made them equal. And that's really, if you think about that, right? Think about if you had to face off against, you know, Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson, or I wouldn't want to fight that guy, right? No way.
That's right.
But, you know, sometimes those rare circumstances, and you have to be able to protect yourself, defend your family. I certainly don't want to leave that to chance or to, you know, hoping that the police get there in time. Just not a great plan.
No, not at all. Hey, Rob, before I let you go, do me a favor, because I have suggested to everybody that the book, The Practical Guide to Personal Security, really is, number one, it's a great read, and it's about everything from beginning to end, and even after event analysis, if you will. But it's a perfect gift. It'll fit in a stocking. I'm telling you, I want people to get it. How do they get it?
Thanks so much, Jeff. Yeah, we just got a little landing page. It's practicalsecurityguide.com, and that'll show you a little bit about the book, and it's a link directly to Amazon where it's available. It's also available on Audible.
Okay.
And just about every streaming platform. You know, I read the book myself for the streaming piece of it, and that was a lot of fun. But I appreciate your advocacy, Jeff. You know, I wrote it so that people do have a little resource there that they can consult and maybe start a conversation with loved ones who might be, you know, looking for a little bit of help.
There you go. Well, Rob, again, I appreciate you being here, and we'll look forward to chatting again soon.
Always look forward to it, Jeff. Stay safe.
All right. Thank you, my friend. That is Rob Chadwick. He formerly headed up the FBI's tactical training program at Quantico, retired supervisory special agent. That book is called The Practical Guide to Personal Security. Very, very useful, really inexpensive. I don't know, it's probably $20, something like that. But get yourself a couple of copies, put them in those stockings. It's something everybody can learn from. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
This is what I'm at.
Right. Palm trees and a little bit of fishing, I have a sneaking suspicion would be on the list, wouldn't it?
Of course. You know me very well. How are you, Jeff?
I do know you very well. That's right. That being said, sir, we are going to get snow, aren't we?
We are, yeah. As you mentioned, you know, starting maybe some flurries around 2 a.m., really picking up an intensity by the time we get to around 3, 4 in the morning, kind of a sloppy morning commute. The snow will probably taper off around 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. in the afternoon, and we're picking up right across the heart of the city and metro area about 2 to 3 inches. I'm really not looking for any sleet to mix in unless you're well south of Petersburg. So, you know, from Petersburg to Doswell, east out to almost West Point, back to Farmville, 2 to 3 inches is going to be a real good bet in the area.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow. I mean, look,
okay.
It's not the biggest storm, right? I mean, by any means, right? We've seen much bigger. But, yeah. You know, it comes in at a time that's pretty impactful. And by the way, you're 100% right. Why does Chesterfield take so long to close? Everything else is closed for tomorrow. Well, I mean, it's not that difficult.
No. And you would think, given that Chesterfield is where you happen to reside, they would go, hey, DiNardo said, come on, that's it. That's all we need to know.
Right. I mean, and you have some of the more, you know, I mean, so especially the southern part of the county, so many rural roads that are super slick once, you know. Just do us all a favor. Make the call.
And come on, this is the easiest one because it's a Friday. Right? I mean...
Right! Everybody gets a three-day weekend out of it.
Goodness gracious, Matt. Well, look, when you and I retire from whatever the heck it is we do, then we'll get into that. We'll be helping them open, close, etc. So, the heaviest stuff, though, let's focus on this. So, around 2 o'clock this morning, you're saying we've got some flurries coming. Are we looking at what could be a morning commute that's just yucky?
Yeah, we could. Now, as you heard it in the report there with Charles Pyle and Morgan Dean on, PDOT has been out. They have pre-treated the roads. You can see the stripes all across central Virginia. So that'll help in the initial melting of the snow. But it's going to come down at a time when, you know, we're at our coldest, you know, point in the morning and night. And that's going to allow for that light snow to accumulate and more cars that go over it, it's going to compress it down. So we're going to have some snowy roads, some wet roads, some icy spots. It's going to make for a little bit of a tricky travel for those that are going into work on a Friday morning, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 o'clock in the morning if you're delaying yourself.
Yeah. What about later on? Are we really going to see that it sticks with us till 2 o'clock in the afternoon?
You know, the storm's going to be wrapping up as we get into the afternoon. You know, 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we should be seeing this thing kind of wrap up, which is great news. But the thing there, you know, I mean, it's now your temperature's only climbing to a high tomorrow of like 33, 34. Right. And then once you get into tomorrow evening around 6, 7 o'clock, we're back down to 32. And then overnight, as we go into Saturday morning, we're back into the middle to upper 20s. And Saturday morning is the Dominion Christmas Parade right down Broad Street. You got a lot of people going to that, either involved in it, a volunteer. So you're going to have some icy spots on roads for Saturday morning. So that's going to be something to contend with as well.
Yeah, well, you're preaching in the choir, Matt. I'm supposed to be riding on a lovely float that is not enclosed in the Dominion Energy Christmas Parade, and well, I'm going to be
bundle
cold.
Up, my friend.
I'm going to be cold. You know, I hate the cold.
You hate the cold like I hate snow.
Yeah.
I mean, what are we doing?
God, just grab your poles. I'll grab a swimsuit. Let's just pack it up. Palm trees.
That's right. It's easy. Flights always head south. They don't have to come back north.
That's I love it. All right. Well, Matt, while I got you here, do that whole weatherman thing, would you? Let everybody know exactly, I mean, some details here. Stop fooling around, for goodness sake.
Let's give you the details. All right. So, again, clouds will continue to increase in tonight. We'll drop back down to around 27 for your overnight low. We'll look for flurries to begin around 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. That snow becomes steadier by the morning commute, and it will stay steady for the majority of the morning. That snow will taper off on Friday between 2 p.m. and 3 p.m. Now, that doesn't mean we might not see a flurry or two Friday evening, but the bulk of the real snow will come to an end. Total accumulations across Metro Richmond, about 2 to 3 inches. If you're south of Petersburg, you might have a little sleet mixing on in, and that may just temper down some of those accumulations. Friday night, we'll see partly cloudy skies move in. We'll drop back down into the mid-20s. Watch for icy spots early Saturday morning. Saturday, clouds in the morning, giving way to partly sunny skies with a high in the lower 40s. Sunday, mostly cloudy, upper 40s, and then chilly for next Monday and Tuesday, partly sunny with highs around 40.
Wow. Hey, when is spring again?
Not soon enough. That's the simple answer.
I like how you keep it simple. That's exactly what I need is simple. Well, listen, Matt, you and the crew over there, obviously, you guys are the best. We always appreciate you helping us out, staying on top of it. We will continue to send folks over to the 8 News website for all the closings and keep watching. You going to be doing the Facebook Live stuff for this storm?
We'll probably do some, you know, some extra stuff with the storm, you know, during the daytime tomorrow. We also have our 24/7 streaming weather channel now, which you get on our app, which is awesome. And actually, if everything goes right and the snow does move out in time, I will be down at RVA Luminous, even though we scale back. Why not put the weatherman in the snow, right? That's the thing to do.
Just make sure you're wearing your 8 News jacket. That is the most important part of any such event. Am I correct?
I have such a special outfit for tomorrow. It's going to be fantastic. I'll look like the Nook of the North.
Well, I will be looking for it, Matt. Again, Matt, thank you for being here. Safe travels. We will talk again soon.
Sounds good. You take care now.
All right. Thank you. There he is, Matt DiNardo, chief meteorologist over there at 8 News. So you got it. I mean, that's it. It doesn't get any better than Matt. And we've got the details. So we're looking at probably 2 to 3 inches here in the metro if you are south of Petersburg. So, you know, getting into Dinwiddie and stuff like that, you're going to see some sleet that is mixing in. That's going to make it even more challenging. Okay, Chesterfield has officially now made it, you know, official. They are closed as well. Okay, so everybody is closed. Simple as that, as far as the schools go. If you have kids, they're not going to school tomorrow. What are you going to do with them? Not my problem. Well, it's not. I do miss Chris Whitley. You know, Chris Whitley is, I don't know what his official title. He's like the assistant superintendent of Hanover County Public Schools. But what he really is the voice that makes Hanover County students the happiest. Because he writes these brilliant weather closing robocalls, and then he makes them. And so now that we don't have any kids in Hanover County schools anymore, I just realized it'd be like our first year in a long time that we have not gotten the robocall from Chris Whitley. And it's not that I want my kids to be back in school. You know, they're all not in school, but I miss Chris Whitley's wit and wisdom when it comes to the weather. Maybe I can get him just to send me a link to his latest "Hey, we're closed" things. All right, we got a lot of stuff coming up. Tony Pham's going to be with us at 5:35. The former director of ICE, talk about some insight on this Afghan national who is being charged with murder of a young woman, 20-year-old member of the West Virginia National Guard up there in D.C. We still don't know finally what the prognosis is for the 24-year-old young man, also a member of the West Virginia National Guard. He, last I heard, is still fighting for his life. And in the midst of all of this, my friends over there at A Better Understanding, Tim Sutton, retired sheriff out of the Hanover County Sheriff's Office, heads up a great group. They do a special Christmas party for folks who have special needs. And Tim's going to be with us in a couple of moments to shoot us a couple of details. I'm looking forward to that. It is 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:20, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve, starting at around 2 o'clock tomorrow morning. Snow It's going to start with flurries. It is going to pick up in intensity. Matt DiNardo from 8 News, chief meteorologist, was just here, and he said we could see in the Richmond Metro 2 inches, maybe 3 inches, before it is all said and done, around 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And south of Petersburg again, you're going to have sleet mixed in with all of that, Dinwiddie and stuff like that. There's some good stuff that's happening. I'm going to tell you that right now. Our friends over at A Better Understanding, Tim Sutton and the crew, have got their yearly amazing Christmas party for folks that need perhaps an extra moment, special needs and what have you. And I'm just always happy to welcome Tim to the program to get some details on it. Tim, good afternoon, sir.
Thank you for having me, Jeff. I appreciate it.
Oh, the pleasure is always mine. So let us know what's going on with A Better Understanding and the big Christmas party.
Well, the ABU crew has had a few parties this year, but on the 13th of December, that's Saturday, not this Saturday, but the next, we're having our fifth Christmas party for our friends with disabilities, and it's a time to celebrate them and celebrate their uniqueness, their Y-O uniqueness. Mm-hmm. And just going to get together, have bingo, have dancing, have food, and hang on just a second. I got a note just handed to me, and it has been confirmed that Santa and Mrs. Claus are actually going to show up.
All right.
And we're just having a party to celebrate our friends. We use the word disabilities, but it's individuals with disabilities. Everybody has abilities. Sometimes people do things a little differently, but it's just an opportunity to celebrate them and celebrate Christmas with them and their families.
Well, Tim, I love it. I think it's such a marvelous organization, and you did such great work when you were over at the sheriff's office. So folks who are listening going, hey, this sounds like it could be a good time. How do they get involved? Can they just show up? They need to register?
What we need them to do is register, just because we need to know, get an idea of how many people are coming. And we, if they go to website abetterunderstanding.org, mm-hmm. they can register for the event. We've extended the cutoff until December the 12th at noon for people to get on there, register. We know the participants. We just want to know what they'd like from Santa.
Right.
And let us know how many people are coming, and we just look forward to seeing them, getting to meet them, and spending time with them. And again, I just the note says that Santa and Mrs. Claus are definitely going to be there, so we're looking forward to it.
Well, I love it. And look, when Mr. and Mrs. Claus tell you they're going to be somewhere, they're going to be somewhere.
Oh, they'll be there.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. So abetterunderstanding.org, abetterunderstanding.org. Any limitations age-wise or anything like that, Tim?
We don't care what your disability is, and we don't care what your age is. It's for anybody and everybody. And it's actually at the Richmond East Moose Lodge in Mechanicsville. It's 7167 Flag Lane. They can find that on the website. Mm-hmm. They give us that building to have these events just to celebrate our friends. And we just ask you to go online and register so we know how many people to expect, and make sure Santa Claus is ready to provide what he needs for everybody.
All right. The date and time one more time?
It is Saturday, December 13th, between 12 p.m. noon and 4 p.m.
Okay, and that's going to be over the lodge on Flag Lane. Good location. That's that's convenient for everybody. Do we need to eat first, or do you think maybe there might be a Christmas cookie or 10?
If you eat first, we're going to have a lot of food left over, so bring your appetite.
All right, so one more time, abetterunderstanding.org, abetterunderstanding.org. No restrictions on age,
no
restrictions anyway on special needs this way, that way. It's going to be fun. It's inclusive. Everybody gets to go from noon until 4. But you do need to register ahead of time. Apparently, Santa and Mrs. Claus are not only going to be there, but they're bringing a few items, if I understand what you're saying.
They will have presents to distribute. Yes, indeed.
Wow. Do they need my size now? Should I? Well, never mind. Never mind. That's all right.
I think
all right.
Santa knows.
I got a connection that'll get it to Santa as needed.
I'm sure.
Well, Tim, this is just such a marvelous thing that you and the ABU crew do all the time. abetterunderstanding.org, and I'm just thrilled to be able to let people know about it again. abetterunderstanding.org. You're a good man, Tim Sutton. I appreciate you being here.
Well, I appreciate your time, and Merry Christmas to everybody out there.
Absolutely. Same to you, sir. It is 527, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. We do have snow rolling in. Again, it is scheduled to begin with some flurries at 2 o'clock tomorrow morning. It will pick up in intensity, and by the time it is all done, that is scheduled to be around 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, you could see 2 to 3 inches of snow. Okay? So there you have it. Temperatures are going to be low, and, those are the details. Every school division in the area is closed tomorrow. They've all been called, and you're going to have to figure out what to do with your kids all by your lonesome. Okay. Tomorrow afternoon, I should point out, at 5:05, my friend and fellow lunatic, Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard, is going to be with us. And at 5:05 tomorrow, we are going to announce the insane idea that we have come up with to raise money for Special Olympics this year. If you recall, we did 1 year, we did the Special Olympics of Virginia Tattoos. And then last year, we walked on fire. And this year, well, there's going to be a lot of yucky. Anyway, Carl's going to give the details tomorrow. And Carl called an audible just a couple of hours ago and added an even yuckier part of this. I came up with the first part, which I thought was brilliant. And then he's putting more stuff into the mix. It's also going to take place at the Texas Inn. So full details tomorrow at 5:05. My friend Tony Pham, as you know, served as the director of ICE for President Trump. He knows a thing or two about vetting and re-vetting. Tony himself, an immigrant to this nation. So what exactly is going on with the Afghan refugee population? What needs to be done? Happy to say Tony's joining us. Tony, thank you for being here.
Jeff, hey, good evening. Good afternoon. Thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to have this conversation.
Absolutely. The pleasure as always is ours. So we've heard some disturbing information about this Afghan refugee who was settled here in the United States. What's your sense here? I mean, was anybody vetted when they were brought over from Afghanistan?
You know, Jeff, I'm going to point to not my personal opinion about whether there was proper vetting. I want to draw your listeners' attention to a 2022 Office of the Inspector General report that did a full review. It's a 34-page report. You can find the redacted version online when they removed all the law enforcement sensitive materials from the report so they can publish it. But the Inspector General identified tremendous degree of instances of poor vetting, lack of documents, and let me just say, at times, zero vetting whatsoever. And I think the total number that was identified of individuals that were admitted who were brought over under what we call Operation Allies Welcome back in 2021 under the Biden administration, the total number of individual men, 77,000, were not properly vetted. Just in that report, the Inspector General even identified, and I'll quote it from it, CBP allowed some evacuees who were not fully vetted to travel from the lily pads or enter the United States with derogatory information. It's kind of crazy to be able to identify that certain evacuees, having been one myself under in 1975 under Operation New Life with my family, we were vetted. They identified. There was continual vetting for me as I sought top secret clearance, obviously, through various different career moves as a special assistant U.S. attorney. I had to be vetted in that process as well. But it's crazy to know that you identify individuals who can't provide authentic identification documents, erroneous dates of birth, and then still be in a position to be ordered to allow these individuals into the United States. And let me first say this. When I had this discussion about the process of revetting, I do want to acknowledge the fear, I hate to use the word fear, but the unreadiness that may come from, that may exist within the Afghan community because of a handful of individuals that committed crimes that snuck into the wire because of the U.S. government and the Biden administration's failed vetting policies that they did not put in place. Let's not forget that they couldn't even prepare for an appropriate evacuation, which cost the lives of 13 U.S. military personnel at Abbey Gate.
That's right.
They then subsequently erroneously drone struck 10 Afghani citizens, seven of which were innocent children. And to this day, no one in the Biden administration was ever held accountable. And I won't even say their ineptitude in leaving billions of dollars of military equipment in the hands of the Taliban, right? The very people, you know, our U.S. military personnel were fighting. So their inability to even engage in operational efficiencies is an indictment and leads to the conclusion that was found in the 2022 report. So I do acknowledge that there needs to be a system review of the 200,000 individuals that were let in under the previous process, because there wasn't one if you read this report. I want to draw your listeners' attention to something that was very similar, because revetting of an immigrant refugee population, we're not talking about revetting all the individuals that are Afghan descent who are in the United States before Operation Allies Welcome. It's really a focus on that population set that came over post-2021 evacuation and the chaos that stemmed from it. Because I'll point to 2011, because I think this issue of revetting to find national security risk and individuals who wish to sneak into the wire and do Americans harm is a nonpartisan issue. Mm-hmm. Even in 2011, then President Barack Obama, after two Iraqi refugees who were brought under into the United States through the U.S. RAP program, were convicted of terrorism-related offenses, ordered a systemic review of 58,000 individuals from Iraq. Okay, that review identified some systemic weaknesses, which is exactly what we want our United States government officials to do. We want to be able to ensure we identify our vulnerabilities, we tighten them up, because a duty of the United States government is to protect our citizens. So if you ask me, I want to be clear, I understand the uncertainty that exists with 200,000 refugees, having been a refugee myself to this country in 1975. But as an American, we have 342 million United States citizens who rely on the United States government to ensure that we have strong borders and that we do not suffer another September 11th. And that we, our processes are accurate and efficient, and they can have confidence that the refugees who are admitted post this revet have gone through a rigorous process and don't pose a substantial threat. So I welcome the revetting, whether it was the Afghan population or any other refugee population. We have way too many consequences of the failed processes that the Biden administration did not put in place. Let me just say it. I mean, obviously, Rahmanullah Rockenwall, the shooter in D.C., mm-hmm. was the tipping point, right? It opened the aperture for review. But then we're looking at an individual in Dallas-Fort Worth, you know, a couple of days before the shooting, Mohammed Al-Akazi, who was arrested on terrorist threats to bomb, to commit a bombing in Dallas-Fort Worth. And then just recently, right here in the Commonwealth of Virginia, Jeff, for your listeners to understand, in Waynesboro, Virginia, John Shaw Safi was arrested by ICE and because he was shown to have material or have provided material support to, drumroll, ISIS-K. So identifying these individuals is not indicting an entire refugee population. All it is doing is indicting the failed vetting process that existed in 2021, yep. and is justification that we have to go through a revet process to ensure that individuals who did help the United States military who did provide substantial support, they and their families should be provided safe passage to the United States.
Tony, let us leave it right there. It is a great way to get out. Tony Pham, now a senior fellow at the America First Policy Institute, formerly the director of ICE for President Trump, as he points out as well, himself a refugee, understands what's involved here and says that these 200,000 Afghan nationals who have been brought here under the Biden administration 2021 need to be re-vetted for everyone's safety and security. It is 5:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 5:50, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and we're just standing by, aren't we? Oh, I need to figure out. It's not a bet yet, but it's a difference of opinion, both based in fact, which is kind of weird, right? So Charles Pyle and Sarah Huffman, two of our esteemed news people, great people back there. Let me be very clear on this. How many times have I said it, Jerm? Are you keeping count? Because I think it was your job to keep count. But Charles has been our news director for a while now. Best news director here at News Radio WRBA in the 13 years that I've been here. Period. End of story. Head and shoulders above the other folks. Sarah Huffman, wonderful reporter, wonderful anchor. Again, the best, head and shoulders above other folks we've had back there throughout my time. But they are talking about Stanley Metter taking over, being named by Abigail Spanberger, the incoming governor, as the Secretary of Public Safety and Homeland Security. May or may not surprise you, I think it's actually a fairly good choice. And he's going to have his hands full because the Virginia Democrats are just bat crap crazy with some of the stuff that they are looking to do. And it's not just getting rid of Republicans in Congress and in the House of Delegates and the state Senate, although they want to do that, too. But they're about to unleash a whole slew of really bad laws. So he's going to have his hands full. But they're identifying him as Stanley Metter. And they said, hey, listen, Jeff, we went back, we watched a whole bunch of FBI videos. He introduced himself as Stanley Metter when he was the special agent in charge of the Richmond field office. And I said to Charles, I said, well, it's kind of funny because right here in the News Radio WRBA studio, standing with me, he introduced himself as Stanley Metter. And, you know, and I well, now it's one or the other, or maybe it's both. I don't, maybe he doesn't want anybody to feel that they are incorrect. I don't know. But at some point, we'll reach out and we will get a final ruling, on exactly how it is that he's going to pronounce it. Okay. Either way, he will be the secretary of public safety and homeland security. And again, I think he'll probably do a pretty good job. I think it's going to be an interesting time. We got some rough sledding ahead, that's for sure, but not a bad choice. I mean, you can still, there are any number of reasons to still dislike Abigail Spanberger, but I don't think that is necessarily one of them. Weather, that's it. You can turn off your alarms for tomorrow. This is the best news that I have had all day. Heidi and I, you know, we have to get up early now because Julia's got this day program. Well, it's not going to be happening tomorrow, so we'll be able to turn off that 6 o'clock alarm. No offense to Rich Herrera and the crew at Richmond's Morning News, but we'll be a little late getting to you guys tomorrow. Probably like, I don't know, noon, something like that. But you should be tuned into Rich tomorrow starting at 6 a.m. because the weather, the snow, is going to get underway around 2 o'clock tomorrow morning. Starts with flurries, picks up in intensity. There are going to be some heavy blasts as well. All of the local school divisions are already closed. Of course, our friend Matt DiNardo, the chief meteorologist over there at 8 News, was with us a little while ago and said it's a real event from about 2 o'clock in the morning tomorrow until about 2 o'clock in the afternoon tomorrow. the temperatures stay really cold in the 20s. So a lot of this stuff is just going to be sticking around, just FYI, which means Saturday, the Dominion Energy Christmas Parade, there could be some impact there. Maybe it still goes on. I'm hoping it still goes on. But if you're involved in it, you're going to see it, just be aware you're still going to be dealing with snow and ice and all of the residual impacts. Okay? So with that very, very happy news, please be careful if you do have to get out. Better that you don't go out. That would be the best thing. Stay warm, stay safe, and God willing, you and I have the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.